Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
By visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho and get back to doing the things you love.
We know you're going to call 411 pain after the accident, but here's why. Just 1% of all Florida attorneys are in the 411 pain attorney network. Is your attorney part of the 1%? If not, why not? Attorneys don't choose to be in the 411 pain network. We choose them. We're not saying the 1% of attorneys in our network are any better than any other attorney. You'll be put in touch with an experienced, qualified, and aggressive attorney. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
Presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
The home of the Dolphins is WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. On demand at WQAM.com. Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 50% or more on car insurance.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM. This update is sponsored by CC's. Starting off with hoops, where the Canes fell to top-ranked Virginia 59-50. Chris Likes led Miami with 19 points. The Canes will try and bounce back on Saturday afternoon when they host Syracuse. Saturday's game tips at noon and can be heard here on WQAM. Over to the Heat, whose fourth quarter comeback came up short as they dropped to the Raptors 115-112. They will have one more game tonight in Philly before hitting the All-Star break. Tonight's game tips at 7 and can be heard on 790 The Ticket. On the ice, the Panthers will continue their Canadian road trip tonight in Vancouver. The puck drops at 10 and the game can be heard right here on WQAM with pregame coverage set for 9:30. And in the Olympics, Shaun White became the first American male to win gold at 3 separate Winter Olympics as he took the gold in the men's half pipe. Now it's easy as you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just 5 and change at CC's. Dine and only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
From the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios. Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Should I let this ride for a second? This necessarily wouldn't be on my...
Don't, let's...
Trying to get some sex CD.
Let's not play the game of please guess who this is, Omar.
And now time for another edition of...
Guns N' Roses.
I want to see how many groups or artists you could name before actually you actually close. Get it.
Kiss.
You're in the right genre, I think.
Yeah. White rock and roll guys.
Bon Jovi.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, damn. Yes.
That was just your token third white group to name. I know it.
Is Bon Jovi a guy or is it a group?
Mm. I mean, his name is John Bon Jovi.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's a guy.
Yeah.
It's more of a Big O question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming up at 10, Big O will answer all your rock and roll questions. Yeah, I mean, a decent song, but again, it's not on my get some CD.
Nah, you wouldn't play this doing it. Nah.
I might play this on the way home.
We need
I'm done.
Some Barry White.
Yeah.
Some Barry White or Luther.
You got a couple segments left.
Yeah.
I got to hear at least one Barry.
Never going to give you it up?
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe some sexual healing.
Ooh.
And if you got any Fat Luther, I'll take some Fat Luther. But you got to just.
What is your hatred with Skinny Luther?
He just didn't have it. Fat Luther gave everything he had. He was sweating during the songs.
Ooh, that Jerry curl.
Yeah, like
yeah.
When you know when you're a big guy like that and you start sweating, you're giving everything you got.
So you're saying the skinny Luther wasn't given everything he had?
No, skinny Luther just was. He was skinny, he was already Luther at that time. Everyone knew him. Fat Luther was trying to.
Fat Luther was trying to make you love him.
He was trying to help. Put my song on. I'm Fat Luther. I mean, rest in peace. I love Luther Vandross. Still, listen, you want to talk about, hey, talk more sports. Luther Vandross, one shining moment, is one of the most iconic like sports songs there ever has been.
True.
March Madness.
I can't.
Right
I
after
can't
the championship.
Even, I can't remember sports. Eminem, I guess. Like, lose yourself.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And Trick. Trick's everywhere. He's an anthem. Trick Daddy.
Which song?
Take
It to the
House? Yeah, Take It to the House is everywhere in every stadium around the country. I mean,
his new reality series is actually pretty good.
Is it? Oh, I haven't seen it
Love,
yet.
Love and Hip Hop Miami, the version. I'm not a reality TV person, but I'm watching that one because I'm kind of in those environments.
Gotcha.
And so I'm trying to, I like to see everything, see those environments, you know, when they're on showcase.
Okay.
So. And it's actually good. It's entertaining.
I stopped at the reality stuff, I think, after Baller Wives watching.
Come on. You know you watch Kardashians.
No, I don't. No, my wife, when it's on, it's the same thing. And now I feel like Joe.
I can't even pay attention. Like, we've watched their children grow up. Their kids are about to go to college.
What do you mean? And the kids are now having kids. You know,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The two youngest ones that from years and years ago.
We've watched them at, 12. They're now having
like
children.
Models and have kids. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And
do you know?
Just old.
Do you know that Kendall? No, it's Chloe. No, it's which one is the
Chloe's the one
no.
with Tristan Thompson?
The
right?
one who's with Travis Porter. I forget what her name is. She's like the richest of all the Kardashians. It blew my mind when my fiance
one of the
looked
younger
at,
ones.
The younger one. She is because she has a makeup line. I can't remember. She has a makeup line, which really wasn't intended to be that big of a makeup line,
but it did.
But it turned out to be like worth $600 billion.
Wow.
Like I'll look it up and tell you
wow.
who the richest Kardashian is.
That's
I forget
impressive.
Her name. She's the one that just had a baby.
This is full. Oh yeah, so it's one of the younger.
Yes.
Kendall. You said Kendall, and the other one, Kylie.
Kylie. It's yeah. Kylie. Yeah.
Power.
And you'll be amazed.
They're that rich, really?
No, she richest
from like perfume.
No, makeup? It's makeup, and it blew my mind how much she's worth.
Wow, that is very impressive. You could sell that much makeup. I'm very impressed with you. Although my wife probably bought some of that. Can only imagine. Wow, I'm mind boggled by that point. I'm mind boggled by the heat as well. By the way, not just makeup stuff. And
D
I guess,
Wade,
yeah,
the impact he has. Like, here's my question to you.
Yeah,
and I'm a D Wade guy. It broke my heart when he left.
Me too. I was pissed.
I understood it.
I got mad at him. It's like when the girlfriend leaves, you get mad first.
Yes,
yeah.
I know the business of sports, mm-hmm. and it's nasty.
It's gross.
It's nasty, nasty, nasty. Fans never understand it, never get it. And as a fan, I was bothered, and I was upset, and I was more upset at Pat Riley than I was at D Wade.
You know who I took it out of? Mickey.
Really?
Because Pat and him had the disgruntled relationship, and Mickey was the last one to talk to him, and Mickey's the money man. The owner, if Stephen Ross wanted to sign Ryan Tannehill to a 50-year deal for $1 billion, who's getting in his way? It's his team. So I thought about it. If Mickey really wanted Dwayne here and didn't want and was worried about the $10 million difference, Mickey should have just said, listen, I know Pat offered you 40. I'm going to talk to Pat. I want you back. If 50 is going to be the answer, I'm going to get you $50 million. Like, I'm going to get you the extra 10. And I was pissed at Mickey for a while, and then I realized there's something else going on between all these guys, and Pat and Dwayne just hated each other's guts for a while. Like, it happened. It's what happens to every great relationship, especially when you're in sports or something like this. There's always that one or two year, like, ugh, can't stand this guy. I'm better than him. I'm better than him, blah, 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 back and forth. And now it's kind of all come full circle, which is great. And good for Heat fans more than anything else. But I think for Pat and Dwayne, that was the best therapy they could have ever got when I guess they met. They saw each other at Henry Thomas's funeral, the agent for Bosch and for Udonis and for Dwayne, and Pat was there. They mended fences, and that's what brought everything together. It's unfortunate that a death had to do that, but in our world that we live in, it's usually a death or like a marriage or a baby being born that brings that everyone, you know, you think about family a little bit more. I did too when my son was born. I thought about like some cousins that I haven't spoke to in a while because of something petty. But, you know, when it's family, petty doesn't matter. It's just like, screw you. And that's just what happens. And I called all my cousins and said, listen, I've had a baby. He's really premature. He's in the hospital. And I'm sorry for whatever happened between us 8 years ago. It's just too petty to think about now.
Yeah.
And if you want to come see him, I'd really love for you to come see him.
I am so appreciative that he's back.
That's how I feel too.
This was a story that is bigger than sports.
Yeah.
It's South Florida. And I'm just thankful. Now the question is, can he continue to evolve into that role? And does he need to become the sixth man of this team?
Yeah.
And for the record, since we were discussing it, Kylie Jenner, her makeup line is worth $420 million. And they estimate that in 2020, it's going to be worth $1
billion. Wow. The Hoops Critic, Brian Geltzeiler, we'll talk about Kylie Jenner next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I don't know about that. There's been a time since we loved.
I know there might be a couple minutes where my wife's not listening, so I'm going to bring on my real Valentine today. Talk some hoops. Got a couple minutes with him. I know he's flying to L.A. for a big, big weekend, so we're going to take advantage of the next couple minutes. Brian Geltzeiler, the Hoops Critic on Twitter, hoopscritic.com, talking lots of NBA with him. Hello, Brian. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Well, we are talking about sports, obviously, but we got into a lot of Valentine stuff today. You're leaving. I know you're going out to the West Coast for All-Star Weekend. You do anything for the wife for Valentine's Day before that or no?
Well, I'm going to.
Okay.
Not yet. I mean, my wife went to hand me two cards this morning, and I said, honey, can we exchange cards later? I'm like, I don't have yours for you right now. I haven't written them. She goes, you mean they're still at the store? I said, yes, they're still at the store. So I got to do that. But you know what? She's meeting me out in L.A. on Saturday. So we're going to – we have a joint iPad. I'm taking the iPad. So her surprise today is, even though I didn't have cards this morning, she's going to have an iPad for Valentine's
well
Day.
Well done.
Shouldn't be getting any complaints, Zach. But
no.
You never know.
Good job by you. That's a very good job. Hollywood was telling us before that he bought a gift for his wife like a month ago, something. She might be listening now, so I don't want to tell you. But it's kind of been in his back pocket. And me and Omar were talking this morning about what can we do last minute, chocolates, flowers, whatever it is, a gift. Hollywood comes out with the, oh, yeah, I got this thing that she's wanted for a couple months. I'll probably just give that to her today. And he's like, I don't know if that's good enough. I'm like, you just beat all of us. But, Geltzy, you might have just beaten him on that with the iPad. Good job by you.
We'll see.
Exactly.
It all depends what happens through the course of the day. It can be really well received, and it can be, all right, whatever.
You're right.
I was just thinking about this week. Considering my phone is about the size of my damn hand, I was wondering, who uses an iPad still?
I use an iPad still a little bit. I have the iPhone 7 or whatever. My wife has a 6.
The Cadillac, the big dog.
Yeah, we have those big guys, and I'll be honest with you, when I get to the house, I put my phone down. I don't even use my phone anymore. I go right to the iPad and
really?
I start doing everything off the iPad. I'm just that guy. I'm like Geltzy. We do everything on the iPad at this point. We talk on the phone, but I do everything else kind of on my iPad. All right, let's get into some NBA stuff. You're heading out to All-Star Weekend, but before the weekend is going on, the return of Dwayne Wade down here to the Heat. I know we kind of saw it last week and what happened with the trade deadline, and we saw the impact in Game 1. We saw him get introduced. I know it's not a big thing for the playoff race to have Dwayne Wade back on this Heat team, but in general, Dwayne Wade back home in Miami, your first impression was what?
Right or wrong, he never should have left. It was, and I'm not blaming Pat Riley, and I'm not blaming Dwayne Wade. I'm blaming both of them.
Yep.
Yeah. The two of them should have found a way to work it out at that point with the understanding of how much the Miami Heat needed Dwayne Wade and how much Dwayne Wade needed the Miami Heat. And the reality is that he was making trouble in Cleveland. He wasn't happy with their current situation, and he was rocking the boat. And listen, I'm not sure I blame him for rocking the boat. That was a very toxic situation. And as a guy that's won three titles, and certainly been, you know, around the block a whole bunch of times, it was incumbent upon him to speak up there. Nonetheless, management didn't love that. Coaching staff didn't love that. They send him where he belongs. And now that he's back with the Heat, the question is, what kind of on-court impact is he going to have? Because the Heat are hurt right now, guys. You know, 6 or 7 losses here and really falling themselves at a point. Listen, they were pushing at one point for the 3 seed 3 weeks ago, and they've put themselves in a spot right now where they're competing just to stay in the playoffs. So Wade really is an important addition for them to stabilize what they have going on. I thought he played very well last night. They lost the game against a premium opponent. Raptors, to me right now, are the best team in the Eastern Conference and one of the 3 best teams in the NBA. So it was a tough spot for them. But I do think Wade back to Miami is positive in every way possible.
Let me ask you a question, Brian. What do you think is the right role for him? I know you probably haven't been able to watch the games. Last night he gave you 10 points, 11 rebounds, and like 6 assists. Do you see him more as a sixth man, or do you think that he should eventually graduate into that starting role?
I think sooner rather than later they got to start him. I really do. I think that, you know, for right now, if he's going to have the impact you need him to have, and his minutes numbers can be, he can massage. Listen, you don't want to play him 35 minutes a game, but anywhere from 20 to 25 is great. But I think you're going to need to start him for him to have that impact, because you want him starting games and you want him finishing games. And the thing is, you know, him and Goran Dragic, Wade last year in Miami, the two of them got it together. They figured out how to do it with one another. So that adjustment should be somewhat seamless. And I think it's very, very important to get him on the floor with guys he played with while he was there, because there's still plenty of them that they have. So I do think that the answer with Dwayne Wade is to put him back in the starting lineup. I wouldn't be surprised to see Spo do that for their next game.
Yeah. So, how about this? And I'll take it back to Cleveland for a second. Best thing that happened to Cleveland was all these trades. Worst thing that happened to the rest of the NBA: LeBron looks a little bit rejuvenated. Not that I'm thinking, oh, the Warriors are in trouble now, but Cleveland looks like they got a little spark that they needed for the second half of the season.
Yeah, if you're Toronto and Boston, you have to be worried. And I agree with you on the Warriors, Zach. The Warriors don't worry about anything.
No, no.
But if I'm Toronto or Boston, I'm looking at this team and going, wait a second. First of all, and this is going to be really interesting when Kevin Love comes back, because yes, LeBron looks rejuvenated effort-wise. Also, LeBron at the four with the appropriate perimeter players surrounding him. And I think the whole second star narrative for the Cavs is an overblown narrative. That can be an ensemble approach as long as the right pieces are in place around LeBron James. But with the way the NBA has evolved and the way LeBron's game has evolved, he's best off at four, even if he's the primary ball handler. And what they've done here with Chetty Osman, all of a sudden JR is looking like a little bit of a different player. You look at what they're doing on the bench with Rodney Hood and Clarkson. So they have perimeter guys to surround LeBron as a four. And as much as, yes, the trade's got him excited, it's a younger, more athletic team, and it certainly energized this group. And they got rid of a whole lot of malcontents, guys that were unhappy in Cleveland, Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder. These guys didn't want to be there, and got guys that are interested in being there. All that rejuvenates them. But make no mistake, LeBron playing the four may be more important than any of it. Because to me, and this is where Kevin Love's always been a weird fit, to me, the best combination that the Cavs can have at the 4-5 is LeBron, Tristan Thompson. I think they complement each other the most. Be very interesting to see what happens when Love comes back, especially if they continue to play as well as they've played in these first two games.
Just as an onlooker, the way that LeBron and the Cavaliers have destroyed Boston and OKC, despite the fact that they probably don't have chemistry as a team, considering nearly the entire team is new, are we just getting a taste of what can happen, or is this really just adrenaline and newness, the newness of the romance that's sparking this rejuvenation?
It's a great question, Omar, and I'll tell you, I think it's a little bit of both. I think the newness and guys that have been there and all of a sudden seeing some new blood come in with some wide eyes, with an ability to be in a competitive situation, I think has certainly helped. I also think some of this does wear off a little bit. I think there is a little bit of a honeymoon period here. Keep one thing in mind. Every team hits adversity at one point or another. We obviously, it's been two games. They've had two tough opponents on the road, two decisive wins. I mean, they look great. They're going to hit some adversity. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some problems at one point or another. And this year's version of the Cavs before these trades collapsed under the weight and pressure of that. Let's see what happens with this group. The Cavs culture this year up to these trades was one that had a whole lot of finger-pointing associated. And listen, a lot of the guys that are doing the finger-pointing have been shipped out. Some of the guys haven't. So let's see what happens there. If things get a little rough, are they going to pull together in the proper way? Is the finger pointing going to resurface? So I do think you know, we can get excited a little bit and understand that from a basketball standpoint, it's a different group. It's a better fit around LeBron James than what they had. By the same token, that finger pointing could rear its ugly head again, and that's going to define this Cavs group and how much success they can have in the playoffs.
Brian Geltzeiler, follow him on Twitter, at Hoops Critic. He's the founder of Hoops Critic. You can hear him on NBA Radio, Sirius XM Radio, and you can see him on NBA TV as well. Have a safe trip out to L.A. We'll talk to you when you get back, Brian.
Look forward to it, guys. My pleasure. You take care.
All right. Have a good day and travel safe out going out to L.A. for this weekend. Good spot for the All-Star Weekend, by the way, in Los Angeles coming up this weekend. Then a couple days off after that. We got a couple representatives out there from the Heat for All-Star Weekend. Obviously, Goran is an All-Star. That'll be fun to watch him on Team LeBron, except you got to be careful before, you know, a lot of guys have gotten injured that have been on Team LeBron before this has happened. It's been like the kiss of, it's been like the Madden curse, the Team LeBron curse so far. And Wayne Ellington in the three-point shootout. So let's hope he doesn't get one of those after post three-point shootout slumps that we see a lot of guys go into as well. All-Star weekend, always a fun weekend. Hopefully the slam dunk contest is better than it has been or can get that good.
I don't
three-point shootout.
Any
you don't watch any of that stuff?
No.
Three-point shootout, skills challenge?
It's no.
Celebrity All-Star game?
No. This is going to be a very sad weekend for sports because there's literally going to be nothing on.
Pitchers and catchers reporting?
What's on TV? Nothing.
Not much.
Nah. You see, last week was the first weekend without football.
I know. I'm still feeling it.
Yeah. It's a shock to the system. And now this weekend, no football and no basketball.
Yeah, you got the All-Star game. That's it.
Ooh.
I guess the best part of this weekend, I know it's weird, and this is really going to make me sound like a dork, but I'm good for it. The NBA channel. Is it NBA? Yeah, the NBA channel on your cable provider will probably have nonstop, outside of like covering practice for the All-Star game or, you know, whatever it is, all the old All-Star games.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to watch like the 88 one where like Jordan and like Magic and Kareem and that's fun. That's fine. That's okay to watch, but that's not like my viewing for the weekend. I'm not looking forward to, hey, you know, I might be sitting down or in the hospital with my son and I bring my, and here's a perfect example. I bring my iPad with me sometimes.
Okay.
Because sometimes
where the
I play
iPad
music.
Has value.
Yeah. Sometimes I play music off it for my son and I am letting him listen to Fat Luther and stuff like that.
Okay.
A lot, you walk into a lot of the other rooms there and they have like the baby, like it's this thing called Baby Mozart. It's an app that has all this like baby music. Then you walk into mine and I have themes for the day. Like this Tuesday that just passed was Trick Daddy Tuesday for my son.
Okay.
Clean versions.
Get him cultured.
The nurse walks in and goes, what are you listening to? And I'm just like, I need to make sure that this kid knows what's going on in life. He's sitting in that crib. He is listening to everything that I need him to understand.
And he needed to know Trick Daddy.
He needs to know. Trick loves the kids. It's perfect, especially where he is in Joe DiMaggio, so that's good. Yeah, so, but I go in there, and I bring my iPad a lot, and I have, like, the app where you can watch TV on it also, you know, the Comcast app. That's what I have, Xfinity. And I'll be able to probably put on that NBA TV and watch while I'm sitting there and show him good basketball, fun basketball to watch, you know?
I've been enjoying the NFL Network has been re-showing Super Bowls.
I know. That's
and
good too.
I've actually That's been watching too. them, reliving them and just picking up, you know, there's so many different themes to how teams win or how teams are built or how, you know, the Saints, the fact that they won the Super Bowl and never really got back on their feet again.
No. Finally this year they're back on their feet a little bit when they have two guys that can run the ball. It's a totally different offense now.
Totally different offense. They got their defense together, finally figured it out. It only took them a decade.
That's it.
You know, it's just so interesting to see how teams fall apart so quickly, except for the Patriots, of course.
Yeah, I don't even think you should bring that up. It's been 18 years.
Listen, hey, 17 years, the Eagles should give Dolphin fans hope because if the Eagles can do it, you can too. And the Eagles did it in 2 years.
The problem is we trade them all the stuff that we like.
Yeah, I mean, you did give them assists.
We gave them, you know what?
You gave them
the
reason,
hockey assist for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, you are the reason they have Carson Wentz,
and
then you gave them Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
I mean, good trade for Dolphins, but you gave them Jay Ajayi.
But we gave them, you know, like the assist in basketball is you throw the alley-oop, you get the assist. In hockey, it's one pass to the next pass that scores the goal.
You're on
got
the assist
hockey
list.
Assist for Carson Wentz.
Indeed. Yeah. The Eagles would not have the Super Bowl victory without the Miami Dolphins.
Correct.
No question
about
it.
And that makes me feel like bleep right now.
But I will say this, and we could talk about this in the last segment, and we talked about it a little bit with Charles Davis. I watched that Eagles practice, and if people followed my tweet, I'm like, holy crap, wait a minute. Teams should practice like this? Like, this is what practice is supposed to look like? Hey, something's wrong. I literally watched practice with the Eagles.
That's right.
And I was like, and this is my second joint practice because I watched it with the Carolina Panthers when they went to the Super Bowl as well. Maybe it's the Dolphins
It's the Dolphins thing.
Yeah, maybe it's
Carolina
the Dolphins.
Carolina didn't win that year, but.
They did go, though.
They did go, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That was the hottest Carolina's ever been.
That's right.
And I said to myself, this is what an offense is supposed to look like during practice? Something's wrong. And lo and behold, it was.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was. I mean, I forgot all about that. Carolina joined practice. They go to the Super Bowl. Philly joined practice.
Yeah.
That's they win the Super Bowl.
I will advocate, and I'm on record right now. I think joint practices, I got the most out of those joint practices than I did a whole month in training camp and OTAs. Joint practices are the joint. Like, you got to do them.
Wow. I hope there's a team next year. I hope there's a sports radio city next year that's talking about, wow, man, we had that joint practice with the Dolphins and they got to the Super Bowl. When is that ever going to happen here? You want to make any predictions for next year?
You know, I tweeted it yesterday and I gave it some real serious thought. There are three things that I believe have held the Dolphins franchise back for since the Dan Marino days, and we'll talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.